A word for you from 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 16. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Now it is this last part of the verse that I'd like to emphasize. We've looked already at the definitions of freedom, the worldly definition, meaning the freedom to rebel and be who you want to be, freedom from all laws and authority. But the freedom of God is not that. It is the freedom from bondage to sin, the slavery of evil, the inner slavery to oneself. That is the worst slavery. You're bound to yourself forever and ever in hell. But God sets us free through the cross, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He sets His people free, not as a cover-up, as it says in verse 16, a cover-up for evil, but to live as servants of God. To many, this sounds like a contradiction. How can you be free and be a servant at the same time? Isn't that an oxymoron? Isn't it a contradiction that a servant is not free? No, not at all. In God's understanding, He makes it clear to us that true freedom means the freedom to serve. To serve both God and our fellow men. If you're in the jail of sin, you're bound, you're handcuffed in your cell. Just try and imagine it, picture it. Bound to the lusts of the flesh, to the anger, to whatever it is that binds you. How can you serve? You can't serve. You are bound. You're miserable. And you are far from God. But if Jesus sets you free from your sin, you become free to serve. And that's why Paul proudly proclaimed that he was a bond servant of Christ. Some translations it says a bond slave. That means he was bound forever to his master. It is the very opposite of the idea of freedom that we have in the world today. But that is true freedom. It is not a freedom which brings terror, but a freedom which brings the love and the joy and the servant relationship to God. What a privilege that is. And when we serve God, we automatically are serving our fellow brethren. And we become their servants, not their masters, but their servants, because we are free. Now, where do you stand today? Are you a slave to your own lusts and passions, or are you free to serve the Master, free to serve God's people?